down on my knees. Say, please.
What's the matter? Get that to your...
Good morning, everybody. We will start. Yeah. I see we're missing Board Member Tynes, but I assume she will be here. Okay. All right. If we can start with the Pledge of Allegiance, please, Mr. Hale.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I want to start out with introductions for our board. To my far right is Heidi Harris from Sawyers, Mr. Bill Massey from Forestville, Mr. Jeff Hale from Arcata, and Mr. John Corbett from Eureka, David Norm Board. Chair, Ms. Coleman.
Thank you, Mr. Noren. I have with me all the way to my right is Samantha Olson, staff counsel. Next to me is Luis Rivera, who is a man of all trades, but mostly is our deputy. He's the assistant AEO. He does everything. You know, what can I say? On the other side, we have Donna Poe, who is doing the sound, and she'll let you know if you get too quiet. Patty Corsi, of course, will take the pink slips and is our executive secretary. We've got a number of staff here in the audience who will introduce themselves as they get up.
Thank you very much. Okay, board member ex parte communication disclosure, time where we can identify any discussions that board members have had outside.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Hale.
The last couple of weeks, I've received some phone calls from Christy Wrigley, Elk River resident, regarding recent flooding issues, public safety concerns, and eyewitness accounts.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Massey. Since
our last meeting, I have met with state and local officials, particularly looking for funding, and hopefully we'll get there.
And thank you for that, by the way, for your ongoing efforts. Funding is important. And I recognize that we have Ms. Tam Dudek here. We haven't seen you in a while, Tam, and it's very nice to have you back in Santa Rosa.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's my pleasure to be back and get the opportunity to get together again with one of my favorite regional boards. I now have four favorite regional boards.
It's nice to be a favorite.
Yes.
Favorite.
Until the governor blesses us with two additional board members on the state board, Fran Spivey Weber and I are covering each four regional boards, so it makes for a challenging travel schedule. But it's my pleasure to be back here today again. And before I give you an update on what's happening at the state board, I'd like to take a moment and just acknowledge and thank your executive officer for wonderful work at this regional board and being an inspiration personally to me, but to all of us who works with her. She's been a delight. She's been someone that I'm happy to call a friend. And while I'm sorry to lose her from the water board family, I'm thrilled that she'll be in Sacramento. So I actually will get, hopefully, to see her more often. But she's been a wonderful person for me to work with. And I know that we will all miss her greatly. With that, just a couple of brief updates for you on water board activities. The State Water Board will have a meeting on Tuesday. And we are poised to consider at that time the low-threat underground storage tank closure policy, which Chair Noren helped in the development of by providing input and raising some very key issues that were considered in the development of that policy. On Wednesday, a topic that I think is near and dear to Board Member Macy's heart, the infamous septic policy will once again appear before the State Water Board as a hearing this time. And I still have wonderful nightmares. I mean, I'm sorry, not nightmares. Memories of the last time I had the pleasure of appearing in Santa Rosa on that topic. But this revised edition seems to be, shall we say, better received by parties. But we certainly, I'm sure, will hear any concerns that that folks may have on Wednesday. Also, want to let you know that staff is also working furiously on stormwater issues. In matter of fact, our statewide construction stormwater permit is actually out as a draft for comment right now. If you might recall, the state board, the last time the state board adopted the construction stormwater permit, we put something called numerical effluent limits in the permit for specifically pH and turbidity. It didn't go over well. We were sued, and we didn't win the lawsuit. And so the writ that was issued by the judge required us to go in and remove the numerical effluent limits from the permit, as well as replace some of the monitoring requirements with triggers. And so that's what is out right now for public comment, and the state board will take up the revised construction stormwater permit in July, I believe, is the anticipated date. I do expect that this month the state board staff will issue a revised, I believe it's the Caltrans stormwater permit for comment, and then within the next month or so, that will be followed by the revised industrial general permit, as well as the revised Phase 2 MS4 permits. All those three stormwater permits are high priority for us to finish this year. So with that, let me conclude by welcoming, not to point out that anything, but that board member Tynes, this is the first board meeting that I'm able to be here with her on the board, and I wanted to thank you for volunteering to serve and let you know that this is indeed one of my favorite regional water boards, and that you have a wonderful staff, you have wonderful colleagues, and I thank you for your commitment and your work on the board.
It is absolutely fine. It's nice to have you here.
Sorry.
It's not a problem. Tam, can I ask you to, on the industrial stormwater permit, let it rain. There's a whole lot of stuff you have coming, right, in sequence here. Do you, because I've had some questions. That thing's kind of been poised to be out spring, and now it sounds like it's a bit later. Can you maybe expand or at least maybe give us a look forward? When do you think that's coming?
The latest schedule I have is it will come out, where are we? Are we in April? It will come out in May. Sorry,
okay.
May.
So you have a draft coming in May.
Yes, it will be, I'm trying to remember the exact date, but definitely before mid-May, because I might be getting the MS4 and the industrial stormwater permit mixed up, but both of them are coming out in May. And without getting into a lot of detail, it is going to be significantly different from the version that was released last year.
Okay.
We received a lot of public comments, and staff has spent quite a bit of time revising those permits, actually all three permits. And when the Caltrans permit comes out, actually, any time now, you'll see that again, that has been changed significantly with respect to various monitoring requirements. We heard a lot from the various commenters about the costs associated with monitoring and compliance. And so staff has been trying to do their best to revise the permit in such a way to reduce the regulatory the cost burden, but also maintain the components that are necessary to ensure that water is protected. So it's a delicate balancing step, but we do believe, we do expect those permits to be released next month. A few years ago, the state board decided that we were going to try a little experiment by identifying each year our top five or six priorities and having some deadlines associated with them, and then directing our executive director to do whatever's necessary to meet those deadlines. And the three stormwater permits were among those priorities. And I have to say that staff did their best. I mean, they met the deadlines we set for those permits. But, you know, as you know, comments are submitted and sometimes staff is directed to revise things, and so the deadlines that were not met with respect to the stormwater permits are definitely not due to staff's lack of progress at all. It's my expectation, I can only speak as one board member, given my briefings on the three stormwater permits, I think they will be received well by some groups and not be received well by others. But as always, staff, whether it be at the state board or the regional board level, do their best, as you know, to try to merge conflicting comments and suggestions together and go forward with the most balanced proposal possible. And that's what the state board staff, I believe, has achieved with the three stormwater permits.
Thanks you for that. You know, stormwater, I've heard a lot about it too. There's been a lot of, I think, anticipation of the industrial permit. And as that changes, and the first comment, or at least the first draft that came out, had, you know, a lot in there, and it somewhat followed along the steps of the process of construction, where construction went out, in my experience, and kind of changed that world, and that change kind of happened where QSDs and QSPs were certified, and people kind of got with that. And it's interesting because it gets to that non-point source world, and that is in some ways the hardest part to operate. So to find the Goldilocks moment in the middle where it's just right, maybe, or kind of just right, is really hard. And to change that world's hard. That's a big world, and it has a lot happening out there. So I look forward to seeing how that has changed, and I think you'll see a lot of interest out there. You obviously have, and that will continue. So thank you very much for the update, and thank you for coming today.
All right, thanks.
I wanted to take a moment just to tell my board members about, from the standpoint that there was a Sacramento board, the state board had us up for the chairs meeting, and I just wanted to briefly report on that from the standpoint of a few key items. Tam, we were in your house, and they had all the board chairs come up, and just a few items for interest. Nitrates in the Central Valley, the nitrates report was of issue. And again, some of the highlights as far as it goes. Ex parte, there's some potential changes on the legislative front. There's some potential changes on the organization of water boards with potential consolidation out there. And then it was very interesting and always interesting to talk. Matt Rodriguez came in from resources and talked to us. And some of this will come in the WQCC meeting in the fall. There's some, I think, some things of interest. It's always interesting to get together with fellow regional board chairs and understand what their complexities are. It makes me very happy that we're here in our region with very high-quality water and an engaged community. When I talked to Region 4 with an MS4 permit with 70 permittees under a Phase 1 permit, that sounds very daunting to me. So I'll take our region any day. Mr. Corbett.
Yes, you mentioned consolidation at the regional board level, and I've watched this since the 70s, they've had various proposals. What are the particular proposals on the table now?
I believe it is to take region, and you correct me if I'm wrong, because is it region 7, thank you, and consolidate that into, is that right, 6 and?
9. So San Diego, yep, and Tahoe or Lahontan split between them the Colorado Basin.
Yes.
Okay.
Has yet to happen. I don't know much about it, but it is of interest. So,
thank you.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so with that short, short waylay, I assume, by the way, we'll do an EO report at the end. We have approval minutes from the March 15th meeting.
Mr. Chair, move approval.
Second.
All those in favor, I wanted to, hold on here. Excuse me for one moment, please. I wanted to recognize, however, that these meeting minutes, actually, item number 16 show that our next meeting is June 7th, which actually is not correct. Yeah, so it's just a minor thing. It just shows that we were to meet in June 7th, which isn't right. So obviously we're here today. It's a minor thing. Just recognizing that other than the minutes, that these minutes are fine. So all those in favor of adopting the minutes?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we adopt the minutes. All right, so we will move on to, excuse me, I jumped over, actually, public forum. So we have, I have a couple speaker cards here. I'm going to take the first item, which is, you're going to have to, excuse me, Orrin Plotcher, please.